ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER101, another very frequent activity that probably starts in the spring, moving all the way through the summer and fall, is mowing the lawn. And an interesting statistic shows from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that lawnmower injuries are on the rise. So here to talk about that, a frequent guest of the show, Dr. Ryan Stanton, who is a board-certified emergency physician in Lexington, and he serves as the medical director for his emergency department. Welcome back, Dr. Stanton. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, a lot of Kentucky bluegrass. Do you see a lot of these lawnmower injuries when you're working?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the spring when people are a little bit out of practice when it comes to mowing the yard. The lawnmowers aren't quite running quite as well. Get them out the first few times, and needless to say, we see several numerous visits to the ER secondary to that.
So how many and who, it's kids a lot, right? Because they're the ones running up, daddy, daddy, or something like that, right?
Those are the really scary ones. Those are the sad ones. We actually had a child last year who was riding with his father and fell off the riding lawnmower while they were mowing, and the lawnmower ran over the child. A very traumatic event for everybody involved, of course. And so it's one of those things that kids definitely need to stay away. And they're occasionally the people we see involved. I was talking to somebody just a couple of days ago about this topic, and they mentioned that a child had come into their ER after a rock had gotten thrown from the lawnmower and hit the child in the head and ended up fracturing his skull. Wow. And it's like that commercial, but unfortunately in a bad way. And so right. Children definitely, from this standpoint, need to stay well clear, because there's a lot of ways for a lawn mowing incident to go horribly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, they say children under 19 account for 17,000 of these injuries every year, and the biggest group under the age of 10 is for the amputation-type injuries, right?
Oh, absolutely. Amputations are huge. The hands and the feet take the unfortunate brunt on the vast majority of injuries, no matter what age group we're talking about. I mean, of course, the vast majority of injuries I see are typically adult males who tend to be the victim of the vast majority of terrible decisions. And so males with their hands and their feet going in and getting them underneath the lawnmower on purpose or accidentally. And that's unfortunately something I see quite a bit, because where people put their hand underneath the lawnmower on purpose, forgetting that it is a spinning blade of terror underneath there, and trying to unclog grass or whatever. And next thing you know, they lose four fingers from it.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, it's even if you turn it off, it's a motor. It's not instantaneous, right? So people think they turn it off like the snow blowers, but the blade's still circulating for a while.
Yeah, and it still turns, and it still potentially has the ability to kick, even with that in association with the engine. But also, especially right after it's cleaned, and tuned up, the blades are very sharp, so it really doesn't have to be spinning to cause that. And not only is it very sharp, can it cause a lot of trauma on its own, but it also puts in a lot of organic materials that are highly prone to infection. So these wounds are terrible, especially associated with the hands and feet, for getting infected. And there's really no way to prevent it, 'cause you can't see all of those small pieces of grass and that debris and the dirt in the wounds. You wash them out as best you can. But in the end, it's really just waiting for the infection and then dealing with it once it starts up.
Right, and that's a good point. So there's infection of the skin, and then, half the time you see these things, the skin is torn off, and then the bone is broken too. So it's a compound fracture, right? Then there are dangers of infection in the bones.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's everything that's involved, whether it's the nerves, the tendons, the vessels, the muscles. The bones, they get torn up, lacerated, infected, and then, needless to say, even with the best hand surgeons or orthopedist putting them back together, there's still a good chance for some deficit, lifelong discomfort or inability to use something or lose something, lose it altogether. I mean, even the folks we've seen that have slid a foot under there and lost a toe, and when they brought the toe in with them, typically can't put it back on because of how dirty the wound is.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a good point, because people do think, you know, you can always reattach limbs. But I think I read something, too, from the American Academy of Orthopedists, who probably do a lot of these, too. They see a high level of the fractures themselves not healing because of that, you know, non-union.
They don't heal well. Yeah, they don't heal well, then you put into it potential complications of other medical conditions, diabetes, peripheral vascular disease that makes it difficult to heal anyway. And I had a case when I started off in medicine, starting off as a surgeon in Tennessee, and finding a hand surgeon who will take traumatic injuries secondary to a lawnmower, ended up transferring the patient from Tennessee all the way up to Indianapolis, Indiana, in order to get them a surgeon that was willing to accept it and take care of it. So it's not like there's a dime a dozen hand surgeons out there that can handle this type of injury either. You know, in the ER, we're happy to see you. We're happy to take care of it, do what we can. But in the end, it's finding that person who has the skill and expertise to do the work that you need to try to get that hand or that foot back together. And sometimes that can be very difficult.
Yeah, and we know people hear about all the time, if the piece is severely traumatized, it's almost like with a bomb. Sometimes you can't salvage the limb anyway. Well, let's talk about safety and some of the big mistakes people wear. I see there was something about sandals. I mean, that would seem to make sense, especially if you're pushing a mower too, right?
Well, the more you can put, the more harder objects you can put between you and that blade, the better. So sandals provides no protection whatsoever. They're slick. It's hard to get footing in there. You're talking about uneven surfaces, potentially wet surfaces, if it's been raining or if it's in the morning, to where you can slip. So you want to have closed-toed shoes, and ideally hard soled or even steel-tipped shoes, in order to hopefully give you a little bit of cushion in between. So the shoes are an absolute must, something that's designed for that. My father broke his ankle while mowing when he was trying to wear some dock shoes, which is a ridiculous idea. So you should definitely wear shoes that are designed for the job you're trying to do and hopefully protect you. Other ideas being making sure that the lawnmower is functioning properly, the blades are sharp. Never put anything under there. Make sure that it's completely stopped before you try to address the blade, to try to unclog it or do whatever you need to do. Kids should never be around lawn mowing because there's only bad things going to happen. I understand the kids, especially young boys, want to be like whoever's mowing the yard. They want to have their own little lawn mower and play around. But this is real stuff where somebody can get injured and killed very quickly. So they need to stay well clear. I mean, it's almost like with handguns. You need to teach them appropriateness and safety and the potential injuries and keep them well clear.
They should almost be inside when you're mowing the lawn and never on the riding mower with you, right?
Never. And there should be nobody on there with you. I know kids, when mowing my yard, my kids want to run up and hop on there. And this is a time where you need to put your foot down as the parent or the responsible person and say, this is not appropriate, this is not safe, because you never know when you're going to run over a little hill, over a little hole, a stick, or something like that, that's going to jostle just enough to throw them out. And you can't stop in time. The blade can't stop in time in order to protect these children.
Yeah. So some other good things you say is don't leave the lawnmower unattended while it's running, for sure. I can't even imagine you could do that with a riding mower at all.
Most riding mowers can't because of the seat sensors that protect them that automatically turn the lawnmower off. But some people will then adjust those, especially when you live in places that have a lot of hills. They'll do something to disengage the safety. Most of the push mowers are the same way. You have to have your hands down, but I've seen people tie those down to where it keeps running, and that can be very dangerous, not only because if you leave it, but also if you fall. You don't want that lawnmower to keep running without you. You want it to stop as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. And wear goggles for missiles, stones, and sticks set. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.